going to be speaking here to Asha Tajinska. I think I have that right. Is that right, Asha?
Hi there.
How's it going? And by the way, I just had to inform listeners that when I was driving by in the bus, there was a fire at Cadbury's factory. So I think there was four fire engines there. So I know that's not exactly in your neck of the woods, Asha, but there's
No, but they actually bought one of the companies, the chocolate companies in Poland, Klarna.
Is that right?
Yes, they did.
That's an old chocolate company in Poland,
yes.
Isn't it? This globalisation, there's a lot of companies taking over other companies and stuff. But I just want to ask you, so you're from Poland. What part of Poland are you from?
I'm from northwest, from a little village or town called Hojna.
Right.
And it's 12 kilometres from the German border between Warsaw and Berlin, 3 hours to each of those.
And how big is it?
It's only 7,000 people.
Oh.
You wouldn't believe, I just met a policeman 3 days ago and he told me that he's been to Poland.
Uh-huh.
And he's been to this town, and he pronounced this name, Hojna. I just could not believe.
Uh-huh.
And you wouldn't believe what he was bringing there. He was bringing Irish butter to moisturize the tanks of the Russian army. And they were using it so the tanks wouldn't freeze. So it was quite a funny story, I thought. It was in 1985.
Oh, wow. So the Russian tanks are definitely off Polish territory now.
I would delight that, yeah, they are. And there was 10,000 of them in the town where, you know, just next to my town. It was the Russian airport at that time, so they left in 1989.
Was the relationship good between the local people and the Russian occupiers?
Well, I guess somehow, I don't think that the relationship was good, but people were using the fact that the Russian army was staying there because we could sneak through the gates and buy stuff that we were not able to buy in our shops. You know, there was nothing except vinegar and maybe bread in the shops. So you would sneak through and you would buy your Polish kielbasa, which is the sausage, and clothes and sweets. They probably would be Russian sweets, more likely, but a lot of Polish products would be actually sent and sell there for really cheap rate.
If you're cooking something like bikos or...
Wow, you know the names, right?
What's the other one that
it's gołąbki or pierogi. And someone told me just recently that all the Polish food is based on cabbage, and I think it's quite a lot of truth in it, you know. The bikos is the sauerkraut and cabbage and meat and wine and tomatoes. And some people put vodka in it. And then pierogi, the inside could be, it's like dumplings, but quite a lot, especially the Christmas, around Christmas, is sauerkraut and dried mushrooms. And then in the third one, which I said was the gołąbki, it's the cabbage leaves with rice in it.
So. Very good. So was there any problem getting ingredients under the Jaruzelski regime?
Well, terrible. Like, you couldn't really buy anything, and I guess that's why maybe everything is really home. You know, lots of the stuff is homegrown, and like the dried mushrooms we were picking in the woods, and the cabbage was always growing. Even the children are growing between the cabbage heads. That's what they tell us. Yeah, when we were little.
Yeah, and we used to do that in Wexford as well when we were very young. Mushrooms.
Oh, we're not that far. Then.
No, if you're in the country, I suppose, you know, you do that every August anyway. You know, you collect the mushrooms early in the morning. Because nothing better than fresh mushrooms, it's lovely.
Exactly.
But I was listening to a guy from East Germany, and he was saying his staple diet was bacon and cabbage during the communist years there in East Germany.
Yeah. And other thing is that people used to cook for a few days. You know, it was this big thing of cooking a huge pot and then working on a farm, so the females wouldn't have to cook every day. So we just cook one big pot.
It's far better. I think the Italian traditional recipes, the ragu used to do it, the Irish stew used to be the same, and the Indian dishes.
Exactly.
But I think we've gone a very different way now with the McDonaldization of the world, but that's it.
Packaged food and...
Have you seen any traditional Irish food at all? Have you sampled any?
I did, yes. The bacon and cabbage, actually, once. but not much in the restaurants. Well, quite a lot of foreign food now in Dublin, at least.
Very good. But you don't have... You're going away in another month, are you?
Yeah, well, I'm going to South America soon, but I'm going to Galway for a month, so...
Mm-hmm. Well, you might see some down there, Carrageen Moss or something. It might be interesting. But when we're talking about Russians in Poland, the Russian army, now at the moment there's also the Polish a military is actually involved with another regime now, with the American regime, and they're over in Iraq, are they?
Yes, they're saying that they might be pulling out. It's terrible. I remember in 2004 when they were going there, I was going to Germany, and I really felt ashamed of it, because I feel that the Germans learned from the war, but the Polish didn't, you know. So there are troops in Iraq. They say that they might be pulling out, but they are not yet. And I remember reading in Polish magazine about the guys coming from Iraq and being really traumatized, so I hope that they come back soon.
Have there been many coming back in coffins?
I'm not sure about the numbers, really. I don't know.
Are the Polish public, generally speaking, are they opposed to the Polish participation in the war in Iraq?
You know, I know that the previous president, Kwasniewski, was trying to be so friend with George Bush, and he really forced, and the media was really forcing that on people, that we need to be there, and there were terrorists coming from there, and that we needed to prevent it. And I don't think that there was huge resistance toward that in Poland, which is really pity, because it's a huge population. I think that we could do something about it. I met recently some Polish activists in Dublin, on one of the marches in Dublin. I think it was actually the bicycles, the free car day. But they were telling me about what they were doing in Poznań, which is the city where I'm from, that there were small anti-war actions. So,
At the moment, the government was the least popular in a long time, up until the recent elections in September, the parliamentary elections, and then there was a presidential election last summer.
Yes, that was 3 weeks ago. There was a parliament election, and the right-wing party won. And a week ago, really, was the present election. It's from Central Party, and that one. Personally, I'm not so happy about it. It's not very stable at the moment. You know, it was very left-wing, and they messed so much that now it's the right-wing. So
the corruption on the left.
Huge. I mean, uh-huh. Lots of them were involved when the communists was in Poland. Uh-huh. So they had really bad names and bad papers. And that was discovered, and I think people got really angry, so that's why they went for such extreme.
When things were being privatised, they made sure they got very low bids, and they got all the stuff dirt cheap off the Polish people.
Well, there was lots of companies coming. That's true, and even also on the small level, like the people would buy ground in Poland. There's actually a few Irish farmers having farms in Poland. At the moment.
What are they doing that for?
I don't know. I guess they say that we could be the biggest orchard, I guess, after Ukraine in Europe, and we can feed the whole Europe. So maybe they smell that it's going to be good for them in the future.
And this is another thing that's happening, that Irish industries are getting involved. But Irish landlords, for instance, are buying a lot of houses over in Eastern Europe, but also in Poland. And is this having an impact on the prices of property for ordinary Polish people?
Kraków seems to be the place. Kraków and Warsaw seems to be the place that people from other countries buy the properties. And the prices are shooting up quite a bit. I mean, they're still cheaper than in Ireland. But you used to be able to buy a house, or buy a flat for maybe 10,000, where now you wouldn't.
But are the wages increasing?
No, and yesterday I was outside of the American embassy. There was a guy who stopped and just started to cry in my face, asked where was the Polish embassy, and told me that he didn't have work, and in 3 days' time he wouldn't have even to pay for the hostel. And you probably read about lots of articles about 2-3 weeks ago, Irish Times saying 800 homeless, 100 coming every day to Capuchin's, the Polish church, for soup, 8 people who commit suicides. Quite depressive, and they were blaming, then the radio program was blaming the Polish media, saying that they promote Ireland as being very rich country with lots of work and to go. So I think there was quite a lot of Putin on Poland for the last few weeks, and quite depressive to be reading it. And the man yesterday, he really wanted to work, so I hope that he finds some work. And he was a plumber, so it was quite funny to know how rich the plumbers are in Ireland, and yet that he couldn't find work, and then maybe to think that we have so much, and there he was. having so little.
But a lot of Irish companies are now advertising in Poland because they want cheaper labour as well to come over here. So yeah. Twice the average wage of Poland would still be probably beneath the minimum wage in Ireland.
Probably.
But 18% unemployment in Poland, how come the government isn't more unpopular? Do you know the presidential election as well was the result as well as another right-winger? Aren't they very strange results, though, to be getting...
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think that people just got really... they just didn't know what to do, so they went from one extreme to another. Mm. I mean, they still didn't elect the president. There's going to be, again, election because both Kaczynski and Tusk, they didn't get 40%.
And like the last administration were also despised because there were supposed to be some links between them and the Russian mafia as well, which was a scandal that came out about 3 years ago or something.
Yes, there were pictures taken and there was, yes. But I think it's almost like choosing between the better bad, you know. It's like you have two bad things and you choose the one which is better. And I don't think that people know what to do now. I think they are very desperate back home. I was speaking to my dad yesterday and he said that even if you work, you can't feed your family, even if you don't have addiction, which, you know, it's hard.
A lot of people being affected, would they have previously voted for the European Union, and are they happy now that Poland is in the European Union?
You know, I don't know. I think the people who have money, they engage in money, they're becoming richer and richer, and the people who don't have money are becoming poorer and poorer. And that seems to be the way in many, many countries, but it seems to affect Poland as well now. I haven't been to Poland for a year, and it's only what I see that so many people are coming here, and just I don't think that they would be leaving families if there was good situation in Poland. And what I speak to my mom and my dad and my friends, that I just the examples, there were 60 of us finishing university, and 30 left to work abroad. And not all of them work in the profession that they were trained, but they all work abroad, so that's really scary.
So of the Polish people that you meet in Ireland, for instance, do they tend to have qualifications?
Yes, there's lots of really well-trained people. And it's good feeling to see now the families, you know, with little kids as well. And then it's quite funny, walking to a school, a little child with granny, you know. You used to, a few years ago, you used to see maybe people aged 20, 30, or people who are working on building sites up to, you know, age around 40. But now you see also grannies with children. So, and that means that the parents are qualified and working, having a job, you know, that they are able to, they can afford to look after those kids in Ireland.
And that's important too, because like Ireland, Poland would have had a strong Catholic tradition, and perhaps the family would have been prime in that tradition as well.
Yes.
Very important.
Well, I really think that that's huge. One of the things that we have similarity between Polish and Irish, there's a few similarities, but that's one of them. And I heard that the churches are increasing, the number of people coming to churches is increasing because of the Polish, so that was quite funny to hear.
So you'll get a Polish bishop soon. Cardinal.
Well, I think the Polish language comes first to the schools.
All right, that'll be great. Yeah, in doing the Leaving Cert in Polish. No, that'll be
next
that'll be
to Irish,
good.
I hope.
That was something amazing you were saying when you were talking about terrorism and Poland's participation in the war, and they heard there was terrorism in Iraq.
Mm.
You know the way every country likes to portray itself as the centre of the universe, and like Lanzarote, when I was there, they were talking about threats of Al-Qaeda attacks, you know, on Lanzarote of all places, you know. And maybe people in Poland were saying the same.
Well, they
even
were,
Australia.
Like, they were, like I remember hearing that Warsaw was the next, you know. And it's just...
Every city you hear the same, I suppose. In Sofia, they'd say the same. But you've been doing something at the US Embassy, like you were saying earlier. Can you tell us what you've been doing?
I was just standing there between 8 and 9 o'clock with a little banner saying that war is always defeat against humanity. And that's the words of John Paul II. So it has been a good response. Like most people were waving or, you know, giving smile, rather positive. Didn't meet a negative. There was one person who was challenging me and had quite a lot of to tell me, and was saying that be careful not to fall into the socialists, or, you know, so I was just thinking that if they all work against the war, he was strong Catholic, he was saying that the rosary in Polish, so that was quite funny, so I felt at home.
That's great. But you've been doing that every morning this week.
Every morning.
And you're doing it again tomorrow morning.
I will be there tomorrow morning, so if anyone wants to come, that will be great.
And your message is that the US should leave Iraq.
Yes, that's the message, that there's no need for war.
You're acquainted with the Pits of Plowshares as well.
Yes, that's right. Like, it happened that I started to live in the house since May with Damien and Kieran, and now Carl and Ewan are also in the house, so it has been quite intense but positive experience.
They were actually on trial on October the 24th.
And that's right.
But also, I just wanted to say, you're off to Peru. Is this part of Vittoria's Christi? Is it that?
That's right. I just got a phone call today from one of the sisters. They are Colombian sisters. There was an Irish physiotherapist working there before me, so I'm just going to. She decided to become a nun, and I'm going to replace her. Hopefully, that will be in March.
So, do you know anything about the place that you're going to go to?
I know it's in Lima, so. I was looking for a quiet place, I guess. It's 5 million population. Not exactly what I'm looking for, but but I think the people, the hitchhiking is easy enough there. So.
Yeah, and a lot of social problems, a lot of poverty in Peru.
Yes, well, out of this 5 million, there's almost 4 million living on outskirts.
In Peru, I wouldn't imagine they have any social welfare, for instance, if you're poor. But in Poland, is that something that people get now if they're unemployed? Is there a social welfare?
Yes, you get one for a year, and they something similar to maybe the FOS, that they train you, and they offer you 3 times a job. And if you don't take this any of those 3 jobs, which they might be terrible jobs, like digging holes, if you have a master in agriculture, you know, and if you don't take those jobs, you're not going to be paid anymore. So it's quite cruel. But I have to say, we have a great transport system and a great medical system.
Still.
And a great school system.
This is probably one of the good parts about
Probably given socialism. By the socialism. I get that.
Okay. Well, Asha, unless there's anything else you'd like to say, no, it's been great talking to you. If there's anything else?
No, thank you very much.
Can you say a greeting to the listeners in Polish then?
Pozdrawiam wszystkich słuchaczy i miłego dnia życzę. Dobranoc.
Okay, and we can let them look up a dictionary for that.
You can.
Okay, that's brilliant. Good night to you.
Okay, good night. Bye.
Bye.